I'm just talking with our guest coming up for our downtown segment on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here about bus service in our community, which we've got a great system, but I want a county-wide system. Enough of this compartmentalized, trying to figure out if there's going to be a bus stop near you or not, partial way, how do you get to a bus stop? We need a countywide system. So if they champion that millage again, I am right on board with it. I've changed my tune here. We're going to talk about getting from here to there, kind of a continuation of our talk last week with Ashley Schaefer. She is the executive director of the Main Street Area Association. Last week, you talked a lot about the construction. I'm hearing more and more from people.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not happy about what's going on with all these projects that cropped up at the same time. I say cropped up. It was planned for a long time, but
No, that is true. And, you know, as we get further into the summer, there'll be street closures, which everyone loves. And I think it's just important, you know, as we see the congestion with your vehicles, finding another alternative way of transportation to get into the city so you can kind of, we can hopefully eliminate some of that congestion and make your commute a little bit easier.
When you talk about street closures that everyone loves, we're talking about when the streets are closed and there's programming in it and people are wandering all over the streets and everything. But again, that takes away some of the parking and then we got construction. But you've been planning around that, working with city leaders, and we talked a lot last week about it. And people can find that interview online as well. But joining us today to talk about our bus service from the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority and the Get Downtown program, we welcome Lillian Webb. She is the Get Downtown Director. Remind everyone about Get Downtown and what the mission of that aspect of AAATA is.
Good morning. Yeah, Get Downtown is a program of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority in partnership with the City and the Downtown Development Authority in Ann Arbor that really focuses on how people can get downtown by bus, walking, carpooling, have those options other than driving alone.
I must say that the service has really thought outside the box by having commuter lots where if you are coming in from outside the area to work in Ann Arbor, you can park at those outlying lots, take the bus picks you up, takes you into downtown, and that helps alleviate, you know, the congestion in downtown, right?
Right. It also is free parking lots, so it eliminates some of the cost for folks that they can just drive in. A lot of them are off of the freeways where you can park, and then the bus pulls right into the parking lot, so it's just a short walk, and then you can get a head start on your emails while you're on the bus for those last 5 minutes into downtown or wherever you may be going.
There's a lot to be said for that. Get a jump start on the day, right?
How are you coming in already knowing what's going on when other people were behind the wheel you were catching up on?
So Lillian, what are some of the changes that are going on right now? Because part of this is some of the bus stops themselves are changing, is that right?
Yeah, so our main downtown Ann Arbor hub, the Blake Transit Center, is closed right now to the public. And so we've moved our main boarding and bus stop location just a couple blocks away to 5th Avenue and Washington Street. And so folks who were normally picking up at the Blake Transit Center just want to do that two-block scoot down 5th Avenue, and they can find their buses there. There's plenty of signage. There's actually signage on the sidewalks, too, to lead people
to
the location. So it's not hard to find, but you just have to kind of adjust those mental habits where you know you just walk over here and here's where the bus is.
Now, is this a permanent change or what's going on?
This is a temporary change while construction is happening. So it is expected to last through at least November.
The construction on the streets?
Yep.
Okay.
There's not currently construction going on at the Blake. It's 4th Avenue, and that's where our buses turn on to normally board people at the Blake and board on that street.
So is 4th shut there or is it open?
Yes. It's 4th is shut between East William and Liberty, and the intersection of Liberty and 4th is closed right now.
Okay. I got a text from someone yesterday. They said, took me 30 minutes to get through downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
You just have to plan for it.
Yes, that is true.
What's the best way to get all the information on where those closures are?
So where those closures are, I would say the city has a website where you can also look at all of the street projects. But if you go to Main Street Ann Arbor, we also have the information there. Mm-hmm. We also have a list of businesses, too, that are open and excited to see your smiling face.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yes.
So mainstreetannarbor.org, mainstreetannarbor.org. You can also sign up to stay in the loop. Sign up with your email address to get news and updates from downtown Ann Arbor's Main Street Area Association. All right, so that bus stop has moved, the Blake, because of what's going on 4th. 4th is shut down, and it moved again where? To Washington?
Washington and 5th.
Washington and 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow the sidewalk.
Yes. Yes. They've done a wonderful job marking where you should go. So okay. If you were to walk to where the normal place is, you can look down and see,
oh, nice.
I need to go around the corner. And there's QR codes. I mean, there's a lot of support there to Great. Make sure you're going to the right place.
Great. Anything else on changes?
There are some changes to the routing, again, with some roads being closed for construction. So we are asking customers who have normally taken the ride to just do that double check when you're at your bus stop to make sure that there's no signs indicating that something has changed.
Okay.
But for the most part, a lot of the buses are still running, and it's just checking before you go if you haven't. But we're 2-3 weeks into this at this point.
Okay.
So,
indulge me for a moment here. Let's say I've never ridden the bus, and I actually have ridden the bus. I want everyone to know that. It's been a while. But how much does it cost? How do you pay? What are your hours? If I'm out at 10 o'clock at night, can I pick up a route to go home? How does this work?
Yeah. So the ride.org is a great resource for all of the answers to those questions. But to tackle a few of them, adult fare one way is $1.50. Mm-hmm. You can actually get a full day unlimited ride pass for just $3. So that's really nice if you're going to
go anywhere for $3. Is that right?
Yep. $3 on the rides buses.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that'll cover you one way and back. But if you want to make another trip, just buying that day pass can help you until midnight. And then it does depend on the route. But a lot of our routes are on weekdays operating as early as like 6:30 a.m. and going as late as some routes go until midnight. So it's a lot of opportunities to take the bus. But for specific routes, you want to double check when your route is running.
Okay, how do you pay when you get on a bus? What do you do?
Yeah, you can pay cash. If you're affiliated with, like, in downtown, you can use a GoPass. But if you don't have cash on you and you do use a phone, we also have an app called EasyFare where folks can pay digitally and show on their phone that they paid for a ticket.
Oh, so, that makes it very easy when you're getting on and off.
Then. Yes, and then you're not like, did I remember? As long as you remember your phone and you have your
right.
EasyFare, you are good to go.
Let's talk about the GoPass because that's part of your Get Downtown program, Lillian.
Yeah, so for downtown Ann Arbor workplaces, people who work downtown, again, this idea of making it easy for folks to save on the parking fees and not have to wait in traffic if everyone's trying to get in at the same time in the morning. The Downtown Development Authority has for 25 years been a partner in helping to get folks these bus passes. And so these are passes that are convenient because they stay active for a long time. They actually don't expire until October 31st. So you can, if you get these from your employer, just use it for unlimited rides, have it in your wallet. And when you're ready to take the bus, just hop on.
Do employers then pay into that program? Is that how that works?
Yeah, there's a small fee for the business to opt into participation. It's about $15 per person who's using the passes. So it's very convenient for the employer. And we get really good feedback that it's a benefit that their employees really appreciate it.
Yeah, you business owners out there, this is great because it alleviates parking for your employees. It's a nice perk for them. And also your customers who now have extra spaces available to come to your business, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So how far does our bus service go? It's the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. So where does it go?
Yeah, so we are mainly serving the city of Ann Arbor, the city of Ypsilanti, Ypsilanti Township, and some of the other townships around there. But we're as far west as the Meyer on Jackson Road, and we go out into the east side of Ypsilanti. So we are into Superior Township as well with our fixed route bus rides.
And for our county residents who are off on the west side, there's something called the Wave. That'll go in, if I believe, to the Meyer as well.
You can actually connect. Pick
up the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority bus to go even farther after
Correct.
That. So, but it sure would be nice to have a county-wide system. So I'm going to start working on that.
We love having transit fans.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I'm hearing more and more. And to me, it just makes sense with how many people we're attracting into the community now with all the housing that's being built and some of the goals that City of Ann Arbor Council has had as well. So what else do we need to know about our bus service in the Ann Arbor region? Anything else coming up? And you said the website is
theride.org.
Theride.org is where you can get all these details here.
Yeah, it is transit week for the commuter challenge. So through the end of the month, May 31st, there's a little bit of extra incentive to use public transportation, walking, biking, or some combination. As you mentioned, park and ride is a combination of driving your car into the city limits and then switching to a bus once you get in. And that's a fun program that we offer each May to help people, whether they stopped biking for the winter or just haven't been on a bus in a while, to encourage people with prizes and fun to get back into that habit.
You can go to getdowntown.org to find out how your commute can be made simple and find out about all of these commuter resources. Again, getdowntown.org, and it continues through the end of the month. There's also information about the Go Pass in there, so we talked about that, and you employers out there that want to be part of that program, look into that. But anything, there are links here to bus, walk, bike, car, with all sorts of ideas on how to do this and do it the right way. So we salute our Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. Thanks for coming in and giving us an update today, Lillian. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Lillian Webb from the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority and Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association Events. Come on, give us some.
Yeah,
what do we got going on?
Taste of Ann Arbor is coming up.
Yeah.
It is a huge event. It's the same day as the Dexter Ann Arbor Marathon. And it's going to be busy downtown. So it'll be an exciting day for sure. I would encourage everyone to kind of stop out and check out Taste. Parking is free, or you can take the public transit downtown, which would be a really great way to alleviate some of the congestion with those two events going on.
This is such a great event. You're going to see everyone downtown eating, enjoying. It's a wonderful way for you to taste restaurants maybe you haven't been to before.
Right.
It's the 31st of May, and that's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can enjoy small plates, signature bites from your favorite local restaurants, all served right on Main and Liberty Streets. So whether you're a foodie, family, just looking for a fun afternoon out, Taste has everything for you. It's Taste of Ann Arbor back this year, May 31st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we'll see you downtown.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I'm looking forward to it. Free parking that day, don't forget. All right. Join us on Sunday, May 31st, downtown Ann Arbor. Gosh, my mouth is watering already. What are you dreaming about? What do you want to have?
Oh, gosh, I feel like Slo's Barbecue is like top of my list this year. I just keep dreaming about the barbecue and their greens and their grits. Like, I just, everything there is so delicious.
How about who's doing the lobster roll? Because that's where I'll be headed. Ashley's.
Ashley's, that is their signature lobster roll. It comes back every year. And it's, that is also one of my favorites. But the line is so long that.
That's okay. I'll wait.
Be patient.
I know. And you can get your tickets. This is a free event, but then there are tickets for all the bites.
Yes.
And you gave us a recommendation about how many do you think is a good number to have?
About 20 per person.
Okay. And they're $1 each?
They're $1 each. So you can buy them in a bundle of 20, and you can actually buy them online right now. So you can just pick them up when you get there and start tasting. Versus waiting in line, because those ticket lines get very long.
Okay, good to know. MainStreetAnnArbor.org. You just debuted that feature this year where you can buy them online, which is really nice. MainStreetAnnArbor.org, and we'll see you down at Taste of Ann Arbor Sunday, May 31st. And why not check out the bus service in the meantime, our AAATA. Great talking with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley and Lillian on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.